Kai Boyd likes to call himself the proprietor of the Rialto Cinemas. He was in London this spring and snagged a ticket to the National Theatre's hit production of Angels in America, Tony Kushner's two-part 1991 play about AIDS in the age of Ronald Reagan, among many other threads.
I was lucky enough to see it in London in May when it first premiered. And I have to tell you, it's one of the most astounding theatrical experiences that I've ever seen.
As part of his series at the Rialto, National Theater Live, Boyd will be presenting the two-part, 8-hour Angels in America to Sonoma County audiences starting July 20th. He's especially excited because the Tony and Pulitzer-winning play has deep Bay Area roots.
It's a work that was commissioned by the Eureka Theater Company in San Francisco for their company of actors. So there's a reason that it's 8 roles and the different people overlap and play different roles. And in part 2, Perestroika, he was up here in Guerneville at the Russian River writing most of that. So to get to bring it to audiences here in Sonoma County is kind of a full circle moment, and to be able to bring such a beautiful production of Angels.
The show is filmed live at a regular performance and presented at movie theaters in 2 roughly 4-hour parts. Kai Boyd says although the subject matter goes deep, the sadness and sense of loss are not unrelieved.
Parts of it are wrenching and parts of it are sad, but at the same time, there are moments of humor throughout it. There are just things that happen or the way things are staged or characters say something that you're just laughing your head off. I'm going to quote another playwright, Robert Harling, in Steel Magnolias. He says, "Laughter through tears is my favorite emotion," and that comes up in Angels in America. And ultimately, it is a very life-affirming and forward-looking work. The epilogue at the end of Perestroika is just, I get emotional thinking about it. The world goes on. The world keeps spinning. We keep moving forward. Yeah, we may take a few steps back, but we are resilient people. I think it is a work of hope, even though it's dealing with topics of and a time of great despair.
Love, that's a trap. Responsibility, that's a trap too.
I have to go. If I want to spend my whole lonely life looking after white people, I can get underpaid to do it.
Greetings, prophet! The great work begins!
Are you one of those follow me to the other side voices?
Andrew Garfield and Nathan Lane are among the stellar cast in the National Theatre's London production of Angels in America. Rialto Cinemas is bringing the show, captured live on stage, to its Sebastopol movie theater with morning and evening showings starting July 20th. I'm Steve Mencher for KRCB's North Bay Report.